Hey, what's up, everybody?
And welcome back to Undergals.
Undergals, for real? This is crazy, our podcast.
I know, it's real.
Yeah, yeah. It is. Before anything, I do want to thank everyone that listened to our first episode. It was really, really exciting for us.
Yeah, it was definitely exciting, a bit nervous. But it was so, I was telling Nancy that I was like, oh my gosh, everybody's so sweet and nice. And
yeah, we really dig the attention. And everybody's support, it was really heartwarming.
I know. I was like, wow, I need to start carrying a pen because I'm going to be asked for my signature.
You're like, yeah, you recognize me? I'm from that podcast.
you know that one?
But yeah, did you ever think we were going to be here? Like, whenever you were younger, like,
no.
It's crazy to think, like, oh my God, we're going to have this.
It's definitely so, like, surreal kind of thing.
Because, yeah, like that.
Yeah, because it was just the yes has started. In high school, I was very kind of like a shy type of person, you know? Mm-hmm. I think I'm still shy. I would still describe myself a little bit shy.
Yeah.
Like an introvert.
You have to be comfortable with someone.
Yes, to be able to kind of
see your real self. Let it out, girl.
And yeah, in high school, I was very, well, maybe not high school. Maybe high school, I was kind of having a little more out there moment.
Early high school. Like ninth grade.
I would say more like middle school, like seventh, eighth grade. Mm. I was more into like, I was kind of like a tomboy.
Oh, yeah,
Yeah, remember? I was into soccer and volleyball, and I still didn't, like boys, I would say. Like, you know, no me llaman atención. It was just like, I mean, you know, it was just like,
girl, let me just tell you, me since kindergarten, I'm like, that one.
He's so cute. But then, by, like, I think it was eighth grade, that's whenever I was like, ooh, okay, guys are cute, you know? The only thing was that... Like, your girl was not taking care of herself in the sense, like, let's be honest. I was flat from, like, I'm still waiting. In the sense, like, I would see that all the girls, like, were hitting puberty, you know, and girls were, like, getting, like, you know, looking like girls.
When is it my turn?
Yeah, no, I'm still like that.
Me too, girl. Same. Like... God, I'm like 28 already.
I'm like, oh, you look like a 10 to 13 year old. God, can you help a girl out? Come on. So I was just kind of like, I like guys, but my self-esteem, that's when I started becoming low, because I was like, oh, everybody's looking, like the girls are looking.
Yeah,
like
the girls that had like, you know, bigger boobs. Yeah. And, like a nice body would get more attention from the guys. Of course.
And that's definitely normal. Yeah.
But to us, it's like, well,
like, what's wrong with me?
Yeah.
Why doesn't nobody like me? But then ninth grade came in, and your girl had a little, emphasis on little, a little glow up, because I started dressing more girly, and because in middle school, I would use my undershirt, and it was almost on top of my, like, on almost hitting my chin, bro.
A turtleneck.
No, like, when I look back at my pictures, I'm like, what was I thinking? And then comes ninth grade, and I was like, okay, I started, like, dressing.
I think that's when everybody starts dressing up and starting to, like, care about what they wear. Ninth grade, like, high school was.
Yeah, and I was like, ooh, okay. And I started noticing that guys would notice me now. Aww. I had my first kiss No. I didn't get my first kiss in ninth grade. I was a late bloomer. I got my first kiss in 10th grade? Was it 10th grade? Yeah, it was 10th grade.
Aww.
Yeah. But because I thought it had to be with somebody special, you know?
Yeah, I think that's us. Is that everybody?
I wonder if that is everybody.
Right? Like, or I want it to be romantic.
Yeah, yeah.
For him to be in love with me.
Yeah.
But I think for guys, it's just like,
whatever.
I just want to kiss guys.
Well, the guy kind of made it. I loved going to the zoo. And he took me to the zoo, and he was like, oh.
You still love going to the zoo,
I love
right?
going to the zoo, yeah. So if y'all want to take me on a date, take me to the zoo. No, actually, no, because then that's going to remind me of that. We don't want that.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, in ninth grade, I started to kind of have a little more, I don't know, like more kind of, I want to go on dates and stuff. But of course, it comes in my Hispanic roots.
Growing up Hispanic, yes, you no puedes tener novio.
Oh, yeah. Like, no puedes tener novio, no puedes salir. Like, si quieres salir, te tienes que llevar a alguien. I was like,
oh, I hate hated that I had to take my little sister everywhere.
Well, I don't have any siblings, so...
How would you do it?
For my mom would make me take... If my friend is listening that went with me, you know who you are. My mom made me take a friend, and it was me, my girlfriend, and him.
Oh.
And it was... I think it was more awkward for her. Yeah, she was like, kind of, like, just sitting in the back seat, and we're over here, like...
Third wheeling.
Yeah, but...
So what do we do now, guys?
So, sharing popcorn, the three of us.
So he had to buy everybody popcorn.
I don't even remember if he bought us popcorn. I wonder if he paid the ticket for all of us. I don't remember.
For me, yeah, like, they had to buy my sister one. Like, if you want to go out with me, you need to get my sister too. Yeah. It's a package deal.
Yeah, I think it's crazy, like, how... Because now, I think it's so different, especially, like...
It is.
I think, like, what is it? The millennials and Gen Z.
The millennials and Gen Z?
I still don't know what I am.
I'm a millennial.
Okay, and you're a little bit older than me.
Yeah. So, what are you? Check it.
Check. Should I check, guys?
Yeah, check.
I think, okay, let's see. If I could tell you a show that I like, can you tell me, like, let's see. I grew up with, like, El Chavo del Ocho.
Oh, well, yeah.
Oh, but that's, like, everybody.
I think every Hispanic had Chavo del Ocho.
Let's see.
Did you ever watch novelas?
Oh, I did. Right? I would come
that
home.
Was, like, our go-to, like...
Oh, I am a Gen Z. People born
you
between
are?
1997 and 2012.
Do you consider, like, do you fit? Do you feel you fit in that category?
I don't think so. But then again, I don't know what that category is.
For real, like, us...
Yeah,
like, I never knew that I was categorized as a millennial.
I know. I was just
I was just a teenager.
Yeah. Like, because you wouldn't hear that. At least, I don't remember hearing that, like, growing up in high school or whatever.
Yeah, like, what is before millennial? I don't even know.
Oh, is it the baby boomers?
No, I think there's another one. I think Generation X. I don't know.
All these, like, Y, Z, X,
now it's like,
W.
Everybody's like, oh, I'm a Gen Z. I just do this.
I'm
just
like,
TikTok.
I'm just Leslie. it's just, it's crazy, like, all these, kind of, what are they called, like, labels?
Labels.
Yeah, I don't remember that in growing up,
like,
which...
all these, like, cancel culture things.
Oh, yeah. It's so
before,
funny, right,
before,
see,
like, nobody would get canceled. Like,
I know. I guess you would just be like, oh, I don't like you kind of
they
thing.
They weren't, like, so offended by it. Now they're so sensitive.
Oh, yeah. I'm How sorry. Was your high school? Were you, like, I picture you, like, the popular girl.
I actually wasn't. I was shy, too. I still am shy.
Really?
No, I wasn't the popular girl.
What would you describe yourself in high school?
Probably just had, like, one friend.
The lunch lady.
Hey!
I'm just kidding.
Well, I'm not too antisocial. No, yeah, I guess... I don't know why. Why didn't I have friends? Oh, you know why? Now I know. Well, first of all, I have three sisters.
Okay.
So
okay.
I feel like I didn't need friends. Like, my sisters are my friends. Why do I need friends? Y también porque no me dejaban salir.
Okay, yeah.
And so, like, I would have to ask for permission, like, wait, like, two business days to...
Give me two business days.
Even for a friend. Like, it didn't even have to be a boy. Like, it was,
to
like...
To hang out with friends.
Yeah. So, it was really hard to go, like, it's because I feel like they would, like, my parents would be like, are you sure you're going to go with a girlfriend?
Like
maybe you're going to go meet up with a little boy over there.
So, maybe you were, like, a little flirty girl, that's why they...
I was flirty, actually.
The truth comes out.
Yeah, no, but in high school, I think I was mostly focused.
Do you think we would be friends? Smart. If we had gone to the same high school, you think we would have been friends?
Yeah, I think we were. Because we weren't popular.
Excuse me? I was popular. No, just I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I think we would be friends.
Yeah, you
think so? Because I think you had, like, AP classes, right?
Yeah, I did.
I had AP classes, too.
Oh,
wow. I'm not going to say I'm smart. I don't even, like, remember half of the shit.
Because you know how some, like, I don't know if this was just my experience, but sometimes when girls, like, I guess the girls that were labeled in school, like, the pretty girls, they were kind of like the, I'm too pretty to talk. You know what I mean? Does that
you
make
know
sense?
What? Yes. I feel like, I don't know if it's true, but I did feel like, I think I was kind of cute.
Yeah. Were you that person that was like, oh, like, I don't want to talk to you because you're not, like, on my...
Oh, no.
Oh, no?
No, I was not like that at all. Okay. It was like, I want friends, guys. I promise I'm kind of fun.
Yeah, I think I was more of like a... Oh, I'll talk to anybody. It doesn't matter.
Yes,
like,
I'll talk to anybody.
Yeah.
I didn't have to be, like, popular or, like, even, like, I would talk to even, like, you know, like, people that are a little shy. More shy than me.
Same, yeah.
Because it was like, do you need a friend? I need a friend.
Let's be friends together.
Yeah. How different times, though, like, back then, it was like, yeah, let's meet after school.
Oh, yeah.
And let's go, or let's go to the mall, or, you know. I mean, I like, never experienced that, to be honest.
But, you know, that was,
I would hear other girls.
Even, like, I wonder if it's because, you know, I haven't been in the dating world for a while now. But I remember that back then, one of my very first dates was literally going to the mall and walking around.
Right?
And going to Sears and looking at the refrigerators.
Sears? Does it even exist anymore? I don't think
so. Oh, for real? That makes me kind of feel old.
Yeah.
But I remember that was like, oh, we're going to go on a date to the mall. Like,
yeah.
And now that I think about it, it's like, that's kind of lame. Like, you're going to go to walk around?
Like, no money, right?
I know, yeah. And, but at the same time, it's like so innocent, you know? Like,
yeah, exactly. Right now, it's like,
I feel like,
what do they do? What do youngsters do?
I know. What do they do?
Let's do TikTok.
Oh, the whole like Netflix and chill kind of thing.
Oh yeah,
that wasn't a thing when I was growing up.
No, Netflix like
was Netflix barely, even a thing?
Barely popping.
Whoa, that's so.
And the Porci, like, they have like okay shows.
Dang, isn't that crazy to think about? It was like,
I think when I was in high school, though, we have stuff like Jersey Shore. I used to love Jersey Shore.
Oh, did you ever watch that show? I used to watch it, and then I was like, oh my god, I shouldn't be watching this.
Right?
Because there were some scenes that I was like, what, like a 13, 14 year old?
Let me turn it off. My mom is here.
Oh my gosh, girl. Talking about Jersey Shore. I do not know who let me. I used to. Guys, let me tell you. Back in like 9th grade, I think, or maybe 10th grade, I used to do this bump in my hair.
Oh my god. I was like, the bump is.
Like Snooki?
Yes.
Girl, I have pictures, girl. And I'm like, why? Why is
so the lopsided?
Yeah, it looked like, you know, those cartoons on the le pegan en la cabeza y le sale el chipote. Oh my god.
I used to do that too. And I would hate it because I was like, have some bad days and like some really good days.
Yes. And it was like some good days was like perfect. And some bad days, it was like, whoop. It was just like,
oh, those were some really good days.
I have pictures and I'm like, ooh. I was like, oh gosh, a little bump on there. Yeah.
Oh, now it's like, don't part your
to the side. I do that. Now it's like the middle, right?
The middle, please, because do you not know what's trending?
I know. And it's like, oh, well.
Okay. Well, I thought we had to do.
I'm gonna bring the bump back, guys. Next time you see me, I'm gonna have the Snooki bump.
But I think Jersey Shore still played, right?
I don't know. I think they have like a spin-off show, no?
Oh, okay. But it's not as entertaining as back then.
Yeah.
It's because there wasn't as much shows.
I know.
Like,
yeah.
Netflix is really, their game is.
They're going strong.
Yeah.
But yeah, so.
We'll talk about like different shows that we're watching later on.
Yeah, that would be a good topic, right?
Yeah.
To talk about the shows that we're into and kind of speaks to our personality, the shows that we watch.
Yeah, I think you're like into like girly girls.
Really? Do you think I'm more girly than you? I do not think you're more girly than me. I think we talked about that in the first podcast. You're definitely more girly. That's why I'm kind of like, I don't know if we would have been friends in high school. Because in high school, I was girly, but not as girly. Like, I was rocking my Nikes, and I was like, I need to have nice Nikes.
Oh, no. You know what? Yeah, I used to have, like, my flats had to match my headband.
You see,
or my undershirt.
Like, in maybe, like, senior year, I was wearing more flats and, like, trying to be more girly. But, like, 10th grade, 11th grade, it was. Also, I grew up with a brother. So, it was like, I want to have sneakers. I want to match. And, like, girl, who do you think you are? No, but then.
I get you, yeah. Because.
And then you came into my life.
Oh, yeah.
I started being more girly.
You started wearing skirts. Yeah. And you look really cute in your skirts.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
But, yeah. No, I used to be, like, actually in 9th grade, like, I would always wear ribbons.
Oh.
And my ribbons had to match my shoes.
Wow. So, you were that girl.
So, I had, like, a whole bunch of color shoes. Ahora nomás tengo como dos pares de zapatos en my Crocs.
Adulting.
In my Crocs. Adult life sucks, guys.
Yeah, it's crazy. I definitely think high school, because you know how some people look back at high school and they're like, oh no, I do not wish I was back. I feel like it has its ups and downs. There was definitely some things that I missed from high school, but there's also some things that I'm like, I think high school, for some reason, for me, some parts of it bring a lot of anxious feelings, just because like, you have to fit in. You have to kind of like, I don't know, for some reason, there's some part of me that's like, you know, like, kids can be mean. Like teenagers can be really mean. And it's like, ugh.
Or like you get nasty stares.
Yeah. Or like just like little like, things.
You're not girly enough.
Yeah. Or
like, your shoes are not matching your shirt.
Yeah.
Girl.
So it was definitely.
I was never that girl. Just in case you want to.
Sounds like it. And then the other side of it was really nice because it's like, when I look back at it, it's like, oh, like I was going to say you date, but I don't know if I dated that much in high school. Did I? It was kind of, sort of. I feel like I got it out of my system.
Yeah. Did you ever want to be like that couple matching?
No, I always wanted to like date somebody and like, I hope this is not, like I never had a boyfriend in high school.
Oh, you know, real?
If I talked to anybody, it was either he graduated already or he doesn't go to the school.
It's really toxic.
I know. Yeah. So not because of that, but because of like, well, but I did see that it was very toxic. I mean, the guy that I had my first kiss with, it's kind of a toxic relationship. Dang. What's up with this? I see a correlation with my relationship. But that was the only guy that kind of dated in high school. But other than that, it was just out of high school. Because the other guy that I dated, he was about to graduate.
Whenever you were in ninth grade? Oh, so you like older men. No.
Oh, I do like older men.
Shit, daddy, where you at?
But yeah, I think I like that part of it, of like it's dating.
Or just like not having any worries.
Oh,
honestly.
Yeah.
Honestly.
And just hanging out with like friends.
No, you get anxious and stressed for everything. Ugh, I'm telling you, adulting sucks.
Yeah. And then friendships, I think. Did I have? I feel like now that I look back, I definitely had those friends that I'm like, oh, they're my, like, what, ride or die friends? Well, I don't have ride or die, but like, you know what I mean?
Like it's still going strong. You still have friendships that are still going strong.
Yeah. That was like 10 of them.
Well, that's going to be hard to count. But get it out of your system.
Yeah, but it's crazy now, huh?
It is.
It's crazy to think that we went from that to this, because I definitely think I'm a different person from high school me to like me now. Not that my confidence is like woof, but I do think I'm more confident than before. Yeah. I think, like I was saying, like because puberty hit me a little bit late, guys, that kind of worked on my self-esteem sometimes.
I bet.
Yeah. I was like, oh, like, you know, like these other girls are getting all this attention. I'm just.
And they're just so cute.
Yeah. And I was just kind of like, you know, but at the same time, I feel like it definitely taught me a lot, you know? And now I feel like, I don't have a rockin' body, but that's fine. Like, I'm confident with myself now.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like.
You love yourself.
Yeah, I love me.
And you know, before you were very, like.
Yeah, I was very. Yeah,
like,
before I was
always
very
worrying
self-conscious.
About. Yeah, self-conscious.
Yeah, like, oh, did this jeans make my butt look big? Or this is like. And it's like, girl. Now it's like, no, ain't nobody cares.
Yeah.
Like, and. Now I have a different mentality.
You have that mentality now. Like,
yeah, it's like, if I feel comfortable, it's cool.
Yes, I be looking rough doing errands. And I don't care.
Yeah, yeah. I'm the same. Like, now, before, even my mom tells me nowadays, because before, no podía salir ni a la tienda sin peinarme.
Oh my God, me too.
It was like, I need to, like, look nice.
Like,
I
mom,
need to,
we're going to go to Walmart?
Hold on. Yes. Like, oh, we're going to go to freaking Fiesta? Oh, no, let me curl my hair, you know? And now
Let me match something. Nunca sabes a qué me voy a.
Yes. And now, like you said, I'd be looking rough.
You know what? I don't care who I see. This is me.
This is me, guys.
I don't want to get ready.
Yeah. It's just. But I think it goes back into more like feeling comfortable with yourself.
Uh-huh.
And being
I'm
like,
too comfortable.
Maybe not too comfortable. But yeah, like, you know, falling into that comfort zone of like, this is me.
I feel like.
This
no,
is me.
I actually didn't
I'm
have
excited.
A... Sorry. Oh, Demi Lovato?
Yeah.
This is me. Kemprock, right? That was my shit.
And if y'all want to sign us up for, like, a singing contract,
we really should be in The Voice.
Oh, I love The Voice. It'd be getting me on my feels. I cry. Why?
I haven't watched The Voice since Adam Levine and Shakira were there.
Oh.
But.
Yeah.
But it did get in my feels.
Wow, our conversation are really, like, just...
The Voice.
Yeah.
What was I saying? Oh, I didn't feel like I had like a low self-esteem in high school, but I did like after I had my first baby. So that was really, really different to me because I always had like, I was very confident back then. But, you know, because, like, I felt cute. Like, I have no worries. Now, it was, like, after having a baby, it was really, really tough. Because your body changes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You're like, I don't know, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, but I've seen it.
Yeah. But right now, I think I'm in a really, really good place.
Yeah, you look, like, good.
Thank you. But, I don't know, you just learn to love yourself.
Yeah, I think it goes back to that of being, I think before, I was so, and I think, I guess that's where the anxiety came in, or, like, the thing of, like, I was so caught up in, like, with guy, like, oh, me va a querer ese muchacho if I dress this way, or, like, oh, will I catch this guy's attention, or, like, will, you know, and now it's, like, maybe this is why I'm single, because now I don't care, but, like, but now it's just, like, if somebody's gonna like me, they're gonna have to like me as I am, you know, they're gonna like my highs and my lows, and, and that's okay,
But this is how I look when I'm rough, which is going to be like 90% of the time.
So you better deal with it. Yeah. Yes. And back then it was it was like, I guess it was such a priority for, that's what at least it seemed for me, that it was like a priority to, like, date somebody. Who's dating? Why? Who, you know, who's dating who? Who has a rockin' body? Who, like, this in high school?
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
Right? That's the part that I'm like, ooh, I didn't like that part of high school because it was just so kind of toxic. God,
high school is toxic.
Oh, it was. Yeah, it was definitely.
I never really thought it that way, but now that you say it.
Some parts of it, and I wonder how it is now. I can only imagine that it's more toxic because of social media.
Social media really changed the game.
Even, like, now, like, for me, sometimes if I spend too much time on social media, I'm like, ooh, like,
yes, I start, like, I want to look like that.
Yeah, I start getting into my head, and that used to happen just in high school, like, oh, she has a nice body, I should, you know, like, how can I get there or whatever.
Yeah, but now it's like, okay, in high school you go to school, you see that,
and then you come home
and of course you're gonna be in your phone because everybody's in their phone nowadays. Social media, oh my gosh, she has a pretty body, oh my gosh, she has this.
Yeah.
Dang, that really sucks. It really sucks for this generation.
But, yeah.
I love my generation.
I do. When I look back,
Then, I didn't. I'm like, ugh.
But now that you look back, I'm like,
now we're like, you know what? I really like it.
I think we learn from everything, you know?
Or we learn to appreciate.
Yes. Yeah. Like, and I do.
I should have appreciated my time back then.
And honestly, I know that I definitely think that growing up Hispanic brings more kind of, like, toughness, I guess. But there's some things that I am grateful for because I feel like it leads us to who we are now. Mm-hmm. There were some things that I'm like, even the whole, like, unas veces le decía a mi mamá de que, ¿pudiera quedarme a dormir con mi amiga? Oh. And I never got a yes. Till this moment, I still don't get a
yes. You're still waiting?
I'm still waiting for a sleepover, guys. She would always be like,
I never got to experience a sleepover.
The sleepover, yeah, me either. Mm. And it was just kind of like a, no, ¿cómo te vas a quedar en la casa de alguien más? And it was always that. ¿Qué van a pensar la gente? La gente va a pensar que no tienes dónde vivir.
Oh my God. It's like my mom. Yes.
And it was always the same deal. So I never experienced the sleepover parts.
Me
or, like,
either.
What are the things growing in a Hispanic house? Like, even, like, the, because I would see, I mean, the school that I went to for high school was very close to my grandparents, which was where I would go. Yeah. Sometimes I was like, oh, I want to go walking. And my mom was like, no.
Oh, hell no.
No te puedes ir caminando. And I was like, okay.
Well, back then, I think it was a little more, not comfortable, but, like, a little, not safer.
What's the word? A little bit more,
right?
Kind of,
I feel now it's, like, super scary.
Yeah, yeah.
Is
it
because, like, they announce it more? Like,
probably. Or maybe because, okay, that's a good question. Because is it that we're watching the news more?
Yeah.
Because when we were younger,
because
we didn't watch the news.
Now it's in social media, too. Yeah. So you're like, oh my God, se robaron a esta niña.
Yeah.
You know?
I wonder if that was happening back then, too.
Probably. It probably was. We just weren't aware of it because we would only watch Las Noticias a las 5.
Girl, yeah, I used to wake up with Despierta America. Did you watch that?
I didn't really watch Despierta America because I was in school.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That was like at 7
oh,
in the morning.
Oh, no, yeah.
It or 6 like in the morning.
Well, I didn't watch it. I would watch Elmo.
Girl.
In 7th grade.
Oh, God.
La, 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 la.
Yeah, I used to watch, I feel like some type of way when I see it, I'm like, ooh, I don't like that feeling that it's bringing, but I do not like waking up early, and I used to wake up, like, freaking, like, 5 in the morning.
Para arreglarte, ¿verdad? Yeah. Oh, good times.
I know. Girl, I went to college, and I was like, nope, not doing that. I would wake up 10 minutes before class, and that was it. I would not do my hair.
I would wake up, like, an hour before, bañarme. Style my hair.
Yeah. Oh, that was me in high school, yes.
Right?
I was like, I need to curl my hair.
Y ahorita, a ver, levántate a las 5 de la mañana.
No. Ni para trabajar. I'm like,
no, it's 5 minutes.
I'm fine. Nobody's going to see me. I have a mask on. They won't recognize
me. Oh, my God. Masks have saved our lives.
Yes. also ruined it because they
double chin.
But also they like make me break out.
Oh yeah, me too.
Yeah. Also, like, imagine the kids that wear the mask the whole time in school.
Oh, in school, they're probably like, they're like at that time where they break out a lot. So imagine, pobrecitos.
Did you break out in high school?
No, actually, I have never really broken out. I'm still waiting.
You know what?
I would hate myself.
You know what? I broke out. Even now, I thought it would stop by my 20s, and it, like, spiked up for a little bit.
For real?
Did I break out in high school?
Y fíjate que yo nunca he sido, like, let me cleanse my face. I don't give a fuck about my face.
I think maybe it's just, like, your genes kind of thing, you know?
Maybe, but, oh, my God, thank you, Jesus.
Like, I don't know if I ever, do you remember me breaking out when you started?
Yeah, I do remember.
Okay.
Just bluntly,
you broke out everywhere.
I remember those pimples, yes.
Yeah, I remember where they were exactly were at.
No, but I do remember you complaining a lot about it. Yeah.
Where?
Especially in your back.
Girl, you don't have to say that. The details, I was talking about my face.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just exposed you.
I know, but yeah, I do. It's okay. I'll take it.
I forgot that everybody's listening.
This is why we're relatable, right, guys?
I thought it was just me.
Right, guys? People are like, nope, I don't break out in my back. Yeah, but I used to break out in my face. I think in my forehead, no?
I think so.
My forehead and my chin, those have been my breakout areas.
Your chin. Yeah. Okay, that's where I remember more.
Yeah, but my cheeks, casi nunca.
Yeah. No, hasta ahorita, it looks pretty clear.
Yeah, but that was also another, like, oh, I'm breaking out a pimple, you know?
Yeah. When I was so ultra. Oh, do you remember Kirsten? Yeah. Oh, cool. So yeah, I'm proactive.
Neutrogena.
Oh.
You know what I always, this is has always been kind of a, what is that word? ¿Cómo se dice?
What word?
Like, I'm trying to read your mind. Head, like, something that you're kind of cautious about? Something that I, well, okay.
Just talk about it.
Something that I've always been cautious about, I guess. I'll go back to it if I remember the word.
Oh my God, I just said it earlier.
Self-conscious?
Yes.
Something that I've been literally just at the self after cautious. Something that I've been self-conscious about. Even now, it's always been having boogers.
What?
Like if I'm having a conversation with
you. Everybody's listening, Leslie.
No, but like if I'm having a conversation with somebody, especially with guys, I would always feel like, oh my gosh, what if I have a booger? And he's gonna. And I would tell my friends, hey, can you check me out?
Is that your self-conscious?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Because it's like so embarrassing.
I'd never really. Maybe like a cilantro in your teeth?
No, boogers, girl. No. Boogers. Because sometimes one just be you're flying weird up there.
Okay.
You know?
Now you're going to make me be like, oh my God, I have a booger.
For some reason, and in the worst timing, because when I'm having like a good conversation with a guy, I feel it, and I'm like, oh gosh. So, anyway, just be like, sorry. I do not know why.
So discreetly, like.
Oh, I do. I'm like, I go like this. Y'all can't see me, guys, but I'm like rubbing my nose.
Be like, is something wrong?
Yeah, I'm like, okay. And then they do it because they probably think that I'm trying to tell them. I'm like, no, guys.
Awkward.
Why did I go saying that? What was I talking about?
I don't know, but.
Oh, about pimples and being self-conscious about things.
Okay, let's not talk about that.
Anymore.
Well, we were talking about growing up Hispanic.
Oh, yeah.
Que no nos dejaban.
No nos dejaban salir. Nada. Even like makeup. Did they make you wear makeup?
Oh my gosh. No.
They didn't make you wear
Can
makeup?
Can you believe that I had to wait till I was like 15 to even wear eyeliner?
Girl, eyeliner, Caesar didn't let me. My big brother didn't let me.
I said such.
I know. He was like, no.
Why? What's the problem? Why is this so wrong?
I don't know. He supposedly because I look like a baddie. So, since then, I've never worn eyeliner in my life.
Like a
like a baddie. So I remember.
So what did you think? Like everybody was gonna be all up on you?
I don't know. What? I remember it so vividly. I wore eyeliner. I was in my room, and then I came out so excited because I had did a straight line. And he looked at me. He was like, "Take that off. You don't look good. You look like a bad girl." And I was like,
"Okay." You're like, maybe.
What if I want to be a baddie? No. But yeah. But makeup, I think, like, foundation and stuff, they did let me. My mom, I think she... You know what they didn't let me? Shave my legs. They still don't let me. No, just kidding.
Girl, is that why you wear jeans all the time?
No.
That, like, is true.
Right?
Like, I would, like... I should, and you know what? Like, in seventh grade, I would hate it.
This is
it.
Why I didn't have a boyfriend.
I would...
My prickly lips.
I would hate it because someone, like, would, like, why don't you shave your legs?
Girl, me too.
That they don't let me, because I'm trying to look cool, right?
You're like, this is a way to rock it.
So I'm like, man, I'm never gonna wear capris again.
Capris, I remember when capris were popping. Yeah, I remember.
So
that.
I was like, oh, I'm gonna see that guy again. He always points out when my legs are hairy, my arms are hairy.
I remember que yo me descapé mi mamá, and in the shower I just grabbed the shaver.
You what just
razor.
Did it.
I just did it.
Really, me girl.
Corté toda. A little blood, little stains everywhere in my leg. And the mom said, what?
Like band-aid, little band-aids everywhere.
But that was the way to get out of
she
it.
She didn't get mad at you?
No, she was just like, Lesi, te dije que no lo hicieras. But then I was just like,
oh, really? I would have had like a whole, ¿por qué? ¿A quién estás tratando de impresionar?
No, she was just like,
yeah, girl, you are a baddie though.
You see, guys? Yeah, but my arms, I've always kind of been self-conscious about my arms, too.
Me too.
I have hairy arms, guys.
Oh, my God.
Me too. Not attractive,
pero fíjate que ahorita, like, I could care less, but back
yeah.
then.
Yeah, now I'm like, whatever.
Like, I want to wear long sleeves
yeah.
because everybody points out my hairy
we're
arms.
We're both wearing long sleeves too.
Are we? But not because of our arms.
Yeah. I also, back then I was
dang,
very,
that
like,
was very traumatizing.
Isn't that crazy?
Traumatizing, is that the word? Yeah. Right?
Big word?
Big word. Wizard jar.
Yeah, I think so too.
Like,
I remember
freaking little boys, like.
And then my mustache.
No, I didn't have a problem with that, but.
Nah, that's just you.
Or I didn't think. No, nobody pointed it out.
Caesar pointed it out to me. He's like, hey, you're growing
your own family.
I know.
Your own family be the
He's
one.
Like, you're growing a little mustache up there. You want to shave that? Yeah, I feel like. And you
like,
know what I used?
No me deja.
No, you know what I used?
What you use?
Nair. And that thing burned.
You used Nair?
I know, because I was like, oh, this is probably going to take it off.
Didn't girls used to use it?
Yeah, but it left me red everywhere. It was like when you drink milk, but it was just red. I was like, gosh, but that's where makeup came in.
Oh, well, how old were you when you were able to wear makeup?
I was probably like, honestly, I don't know if it was like a rule, like you can't wear makeup, but I started wearing makeup probably 10th grade.
Like gradually?
Yeah, because right? I said my
first
brother would tell me
start
like.
Start off with yeah, mascara.
Like, yeah.
Mascara is like.
I was always like kind of like foundation, like little foundation and mascara. I think. And that was pretty much.
To
even
me,
now,
like a big thing
a
was like
makeup.
Eyeliner and mascara. Like,
yeah.
I really
for me,
want
my
because it makes a change.
Do you think. What's your like. Como se dice?
Like your go to?
Yeah. You would say
eyeliner? For sure, eyeliner.
What would you say?
In the bottom. In the waterline.
Let's see.
Yours? Your go-to? Well, you just said foundation.
No, but like...
Oh. Mascara?
No.
What is it?
What are...
Because you don't wear
blush.
A lot of makeup.
I love having like...
Like
rosy
cheeks.
Rosy cheeks,
like,
yeah.
I'm blushing for you.
Yeah. I'm blushing for you.
So, just in case you were blushing, you'd be like, oh no, it's my
yeah,
blush.
Yeah, it's my blush. Yeah. But it's crazy.
Good
yeah.
disguise.
I don't know what else.
I mean, I went home until I was 15. You don't have a phone.
Oh, really? Phone? I don't think
no,
I had one until I was 15.
I did. No, I was 16, and I really had to convince my parents about having
really?
A phone. Yeah.
It's
that was
crazy
sad.
How they're very strict with us, huh?
Yeah. But I'm a little sister, logo. And I'm
really?
Like, that's messed up. All right.
What else did they do in that?
Like, I really want to do my eyebrows
yeah.
because they were so bushy.
Oh, mine are
and
so
everybody
bushy.
In ninth grade had them done, and I
yeah.
was like, oh, my
mine
parents
look like
don't
little
let
caterpillars.
Me.
You know the little brown caterpillars that are so hairy? That's how my eyebrows be looking. Dang, I'm just describing myself and just. But anyways,
so
I'm confident now, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Nowadays, little girls just be.
I know.
I mean, like a whole bunch of makeup.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm like, go
good
girl.
For them, right?
Yeah, go off. But I did not have that. I was very...
Even, like, when wearing eyeshadow, I was like,
yeah.
Girl, where are you going?
Yeah. It was very... Like, con la persona que tenías que salir, they had to know who I'm going out. My mom had to know, like, yes. Who are you going out with? You need to be back at this time.
Well, ¿te dejaban salir con alguien más?
Well, they started letting me go out, which I kind of look back and I'm, like, very thankful that they did. My mom did let me kind of...
Now? Know. Yeah, because you really got to watch out, like...
Oh, yeah.
Corazones vemos... No, ¿cómo? ¿Cómo? Personas vemos, corazones no sabemos.
She would. She would let me go out. Probably in high school, that's whenever she would let me go out more. But yeah, isn't that cute? Like, yeah. How far we've gotten? Because now, I would have never imagined this, like, in a million years. Like, oh, I'm going to have a... Like, if somebody would have gone to my high school or whatever and told me, like, hey, when you're this age, you're going to be doing this. Yeah. You're going
to... To me, it's a really big thing.
I would have laughed at their face and be like...
What?
No. Girl, I could barely, like, talk to a stranger, and you're telling
exactly.
me I'm gonna...
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's amazing how, like, how much we grow, you know? And how our experiences make us who we are.
Mm-hmm. No, like, even, like, how much we've grown because, wait, where was I going?
Brain fart.
How much that happens grown. To me a lot. I was like, I'm, like, talking, I'm like, what was I saying?
How much we've grown, it's just been crazy. Like,
yeah.
And how, even to think about how much left we have, you know, to yeah. like, but I'm very thankful for the person that we've become.
Mm-hmm. And we've bloomed.
Yeah. Guys, even though I was a late bloomer, I bloomed.
I'm here now.
Yeah. And I think that's what, it's so great to kind of look back at that and being like, dang, I went from this to this to this, you know? I definitely think that... We, I don't know that it kind of like the experience makes us who we are.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
What would you tell your high school self?
If I could go back and.
Yeah. Like.
Wow. I think I would kind of tell her, because like I said, there were some rocky moments, which we could kind of go deeper in another podcast.
Uh huh.
Because there's definitely some rocky moments. But I think I would just tell myself to live life in a sense that. Don't worry so much about what other people say because I know that this is so like corny and that you hear this a lot, but I would always hear this and I was like, whatever, like once you grow, like get out of high school, kind of like that's it. Like nobody cares. Nobody. Right. And it's like, girl, live
that is so true.
Like, it's like everybody's doing their own thing. And even if you were popular, whether you were the most popular person in high school, if you were like the, like not the popular person, nobody cares about after yeah. high school. It's mm-hmm. like you do your own thing.
Yeah,
so tell myself that, like, kind of like, you know, just live as you can and don't worry so much about who likes you, who doesn't like you. Like, just be yourself.
Oh my god, you just, I was gonna say that. I was like, I'll tell myself, like,
yeah,
like, stop worrying about what you're wearing, girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, just live life. If you want to go.
Yeah.
Nobody really cares.
Yeah. And like, love yourself.
Yes.
Love yourself. Like, you know, at the end of the day, like,
stop thinking about what everybody thinks.
Yeah. Cause everybody's going to have something to say. Always.
Always.
Even if
hasta
you're
la
like,
vez.
Yeah, it's like, even if you're like, everything's going like great, you look, somebody's always going to try to bring you down, mm-hmm. sadly. So just kind of like embrace it and ignore those things and just be yourself.
Yeah. Stop worrying so yeah. much about what everybody thinks.
And I think that's so important to remind,
for sure.
especially, like, our listeners and everybody who's, like, you know, like, looking back, it's, like, what's, like, ¿qué diferencia hace si alguien piensa esto, esto no? Like, you know, like, this is your life, and you live it like you want, you know?
That was beautiful. Pareces filósofo.
I remember I went to the doctor once, and I don't know. I was going through that rocky moment that we'll uh-huh. go deeper into another podcast, but I remember the lady at the front. My mom loved sharing my information to everybody. So of course she shared everything to her, and she was like the receptionist. So she was like, you know what? Just remember this. And sorry, this is a little bit like PG-13 kind of thing, but she was like, just remember this. Like, everybody, maybe everybody poops the same way. Everybody pees the same way. Like, who cares? You know, and I was like, maybe it doesn't sound
that
deep, but at the moment it was so deep. I was like, you're right. You know, at the moment,
I
like,
love it.
Just like everybody, like at the end of the day, like
mm-hmm.
everybody's trying to figure things out.
Exactly.
And that's a reality. Like you could see that somebody's like, oh, they got their stuff together, but Probably not.
Yeah.
I probably see. Do you think if you would just see me, would you be like, oh, you got your stuff figured out?
No.
Oh. I was hoping for a yes and then go on a tangent. Yeah. And then
I was looking at you and I'd be like, nah, eso está bien chamaquita.
Yeah, like everybody.
But I feel like you actually do have your together.
It's like.
Like, because I know you. Yeah, yeah, you know? Yeah. So. But if I was to look at you, te digo, aunque nos vemos, corazones no sabemos.
I think it's just living your life.
Yeah. Everybody live your life.
And enjoy
like,
it.
Like, it's the last day.
Snap.
Life is short, guys.
Life is short. Just like looking up quotes from Pinterest. Let's see. What else do we say?
Google, where you at? Hey, you know one thing? I rely a lot on Google. Like, how would I do it back then? Like, anything I think of, I'm like, how do you do this? What's the word for this? Google.
Yeah.
That sucks. We rely on technology too much.
We need to cut you off from Google, friend.
All right, guys.
Yeah.
I think we're going to end it here.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that y'all liked it. And
if you're still here, you the real MVP.
And maybe, just maybe, I'll share some pictures of myself in our Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
So y'all can see that change. And y'all can really judge. Don't judge me, guys. Yeah, remember.
No. Don't be too judgy.
Yeah.
Judge, but don't be too judgy.
Just keep it, like, cool, all right?
Yeah, we should share our
pictures.
I'm going to look deep into those photo albums.
So y'all can see what I'm talking about of that bump, that Snooki bump.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm going to look for some. Bump. Yeah.
That was a thing.
That was a
thing. All right, girl. All right. Thank you for listening. I hope you stayed this long. And I hope that you're still entertained by us.
And that you can relate a little bit with us.
Yes. Growing up Hispanic or the high school years.
Yeah, and
let us
fun.
Yeah, let us know if you can relate or tell us about your experiences in high school.
Take a walk back memory lane with us. And thank you for that. And
if you watched Jersey Shore, like, what was your favorite part? Like, did you try to be like Snooki?
Yeah.
Were you more of a Sam? Toxic?
Were you more about Pauly D?
Oh, Pauly D!
Boom, 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 boom.
That's music? Yeah, Captain. No. Cavs are here. Cavs are here.
Oh, yeah! Cavs are here. All right, guys.
All right. Thank you for listening. See you on the next episode.
Yeah. Bye, guys.